Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, what do we got here?
I have a small segment, but this is more of like a discussion. A discussion than anything else. And it's, well, you're going to hate it because there's no artist involved. Kate!
Uh-oh.
Look, I just need to know about egg whites.
Egg whites? Yeah. Okay. Why? Are you making tempura pink?
No, so, well, maybe. No, I'm not. I just want to say that, have you ever used the just egg whites?
Oh, this like is, that thing that comes yeah, in the thing like
this
a
is,
milk
This
carton?
Is the culture part of our podcast where we talk about food for 1 second.
Food is an important part of culture.
Okay, so this is why it all
but
makes
I'll
sense
say
for 1 second.
Real yeah. quick that... You use the yolks for egg tempura. So if you're trying to do egg tempura, you're on
I'm already on the wrong track. Well, I just want to say...
You're on the wrong track,
have you
friend.
Ever used liquid egg whites for
no.
cooking? Okay. I just want to say, put it out there. This segment is me just giving a quick review of liquid egg
is
whites.
Is it like $9,000 now because of the egg shortage?
I have no idea. I bought this a little while ago. But I want to say I don't understand. Well, one, my... partner almost puked when he had to use them. He was like, what the fuck is this? Like pouring eggs out of a carton was very upsetting
to
him.
Like semen?
No, just because it's gross. It's just gross.
Oh, okay.
Pouring eggs out of a carton, I think, for him was a sort of like,
I'm not trying to say he has anything. I'm not trying to do a character assassination that he has anything against semen.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have anything.
Let's not get into that.
Let's
okay,
not get
go
into
on.
It. Anyhow,
let's not get into that.
I just have to say that while egg whites have zero fat, they have zero everything with the exception of protein. So they're very healthy for you. They're
okay,
really
great.
Fucking weird to cook. Like they stick to the pan no matter how much oil or butter you put in it.
Oh, whoa, okay.
And I don't get it. I don't understand why people would use this. It's really not that fun to cook with at all. I mean, maybe you'd use
it
for...
It's just egg whites, right?
It's just
straight
egg whites. That's it.
It's
that's
not
it.
Something like some vegan thing.
No, no. It's literally just egg whites. So it is still part of the chicken, the egg.
What are they doing with the yolks?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're just... Who knows?
You think they're making egg tempura?
They're making something else with the yolks for sure. You can do tons of great things with yolks. Custards, okay. All sorts of yummy things. But, you know, they have this like really misleading...
So long story short...
It sucks to cook with. They have this like this photo on the container that shows like a perfect omelet. You know, perfect. Perfectly beautiful omelet with like basil and, I don't know, some shit. Avocado on it. And I have to say, I don't think there's any way you could make an omelet like that because it sticks to the pan immediately. And I've been putting tons of oil in there to try to make it not stick. I've tried 3 or 4 different kinds of pans. My review of this for egg purposes is 0. If you're going to use it to bake or something, I bet you it's way better. That's it. That's all I got to say. It was very disappointing.
Oh, okay. Do you want to see if the listeners have any ideas on how to make it a more happy experience?
Yeah. Yeah, listeners, if you use egg whites to make like an egg breakfast, that's kind of my specific interest. And you've had good luck with it, I would love to know more about how you do that.
Yeah, give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. And if you're trying to find a way to show your appreciation for the absolute cutting-edge discourse that we're presenting on this podcast, go ahead and go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. And we want to say a special thank you to our recurring donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous. Without you, we are nothing.
Yay. Hey, I have a good idea for a segment.
Oh, what's that?
I think what we should do next week is we should go to the same shows, but probably probably not together.
Why?
Well, listen, and then we should, what is it called when you're like, okay, I saw where you sort of like start to describe something, but you don't really describe it and the person has to guess it.
Oh, okay, great. I don't know if there's a name for
that.
There
is a name for
it. I love it.
It's like a childhood game where you would just say, okay, there was so much silver.
Like I Spy?
Kind of like I Spy, where you try not to give it away completely at first.
It's
okay, so ridiculous.
I love that. Perfect.
Let's
and
try
then we,
it out.
Like, review the show.
Let's
okay,
try it
great.
Out.
Okay, great. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Okay, keep sending us your shows, people. We got to go to all these new places, like House of Saiko and... Staircase. We got to go to all those new spots.
We were supposed to go to the Sika show on Thursday, remember? We made that plan. We're so bad at making plans and doing things.
You got to send me a Google invite. I'll make 100 Google invites. You want to go this coming Thursday?
Are you going to make the Google invite?
Yes.
You're really going to do it?
Not at this moment because I don't want to type that much. But let's remember at the end of the show.
Do you want me to type for you? You always love when I do that during our recordings.
Hell no, motherfucker! Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. I saw 650,000 shows that we haven't talked about.
What?
Okay, I went and saw
Were you in San Francisco at all? You went and saw, and you didn't call me? You're such a punk.
Well, but this was 30,000 years ago that I saw it.
Okay,
right. I saw Coac over there. Well, sure enough. I saw Coac. Well, but let's go see the Sika show together.
I really want to see Coac's show. I can't wait to see Coac's show.
It's so fucking good.
Coac's
one of the greats.
Work. Holy shit.
If you don't know Coac is a painter. But, you know, I think that this work, it's like, and all of Coac's work, it's like not all really painting. It's like enormous drawings. Because a lot of it, I think, is made with like graphite and things.
Okay.
You know, it's not like what you normally would think of as a painting, like materials-wise.
I mean, but it's such a fine line, right? Like a drawing from a drawing
to
a painting,
yeah,
isn't it?
Or
is it
not? I'm not trying to police the boundaries. But I just always find that interesting. But anyhow, point is, it's fucking phenomenal. Coac makes these giant figurative freaky pieces that where their nips are flying.
Oh my God, it's so great. It's so great.
Yeah, the line work, because it's very linear, you know, there's a lot of line work, the shapes. I'm not describing these well, but I think it's kind of a little bit about fires, like wildfires and stuff. And so it's like
the evil show.
The figures are like, the figures are looking out windows. There's a big landscape with fire. It's just, I love these fucking shapes. The sensuality is off the hook.
They're so sensual.
So many nips and genitals and people. And
there's so many curves.
Eyes,
the curves. Like big, juicy curves. It's so good.
Juicy curves.
Oh, it's so good.
It's delicious.
Oh my God, let's just have that be the show. Freaking out about Coac's work.
I think Coac is one of the greats of the Bay Area, in my opinion.
Coac,
it's just an absolute pleasure to the eye, but there's also like uncanny weirdness to it.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it's so weird.
That
it's
haunts
so
your
great.
Dreams. So get over there to Altman Siegel, check that out. There's also a couple sculptures that I think were really interesting. Actually, there's a couple sculptures in there, and it kind of, some of the sculptural work reminds me, you know Giacometti,
yes.
The Swiss sculptor? Yeah. Well, you know he had like I was talking about this to Dana Hemingway. It doesn't matter, I'm cutting that out. Okay, but anyhow, he had in the beginning of his career, he was like a surrealist, and he would make these surrealist sculptures that were very like, the form was really designy. And then towards the end of his career, he went into more figurative sculptures that were really like
those crazy tall,
they look
skinny,
really
wild.
Emaciated. Yeah, it was like something about death and like cutting away the figure, and it's like really much more the texture of the surface is like really like chewed up.
Yeah. And did he mostly work in bronze in those days, or was that, I can't remember what those are made out of.
Yeah, I think they're bronze, the like freaky matchstick people. And anyhow, there's the one figurative sculpture in this Coac show that it makes me think of like if you took Giacometti, the surrealist beginning and the freaky figurative end of his career, and like collapse
them
together. Okay, so think about that when you look at some of these sculptures and let me know what you think. But anyhow, check it out. Fucking loved it. Just a complete feast for the senses.
Okay, so remember we tried to interview Coac like years ago before the pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
And it never worked out. We should probably try again. I know they're so busy, but it'd be so fun to talk to.
Get Coac on the show. Okay, then I also went to the San Francisco ICA.
Oh, you did it. Did you see Tahira's show?
The show. Is that the show that Layla's in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that show.
And I can't remember the title. It's something about eyes, right?
Yes. So the shows that were up at ICASF, Okay, it's ICASF. Okay, everyone, don't get it twisted. We're Burning This World by Jeffrey Gibson, and Jeffrey Gibson is very cool.
Oh, okay.
It was a gigantic video installation and then also, like, some kind of sculptural installation in the back. It was installed a little strangely, in my opinion. Like, the back is really unfinished. It's, like, still feels kind of warehousey. And the sculpture he had back there was, like, a tree, like a whole-ass tree suspended from the ceiling sideways.
That's interesting, because doesn't Binta have, like, massive trees or trunks of trees in the Sika in the, Hrsika show?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, material, yeah, there's a echo there, but it's very different.
Pretty differently
presented, yeah. But, yeah, so the Jeffrey Gibson, although, okay, so as much as the architecture I thought was, like, kind of interfering a little bit with some of the... some of the aesthetics in this show, the installation was so impressive because there in the back is this video installation where there's projections on these long walls. So there's like three projectors pointing at each facing wall. So six projectors all together. And I tell you, you couldn't find a seam in the projection. It was completely seamless. And I was like, ooh, that is... fantastic. Just a little bit about that Jeffrey Gibson show from their exhibition write-up thing. This burning world speaks to the urgency and importance of our collective relationship to the planet. It places the Earth under the ICASF building in dialogue with a video of the natural world beyond these walls. So
The Earth underneath ICA in dialogue with... I don't understand what that means.
Can you help me? Like the land. It places the Earth that's underneath the ICA building, okay?
Like what? Is it some, did something happen in that in place prior that we're not privy to that we need to know about?
Well, Jeffrey Gibson is indigenous, and a lot of his work is about, like, who has the right...
Thank you. That helps me understand a little bit more.
It's a reminder to the hidden land. This is where you come from. Aren't you incredible? Wow, shit. Okay, and then there's openings in the floor, and they're saying that the openings in the floor are an opportunity for the earth to breathe and serve as a portal for us to speak, give thanks, and apologize to the land for our treatment of them. So interesting is that to have that for, like, their first show.
Wait, so there's actually, like, they cut through the floor?
Oh, okay, yeah, well, no, really there is, like, right in front of the, right in front of the video projections are these, like, kind of trenches of dirt. God, I don't know, it's just all this ICA stuff, like, Jeffrey Gibson is amazing, like, I have, like, Jeffrey Gibson is great, all the artists that are in the, yeah, the group show Resting Our Eyes that you mentioned, curated by Tahira Rashid and Autumn Breon, that was also, like, great. Like, all the artists in it were great. I did think it was, like, a little bit crowded for the space that it's in.
The work.
It's just a lot of work in not a massive space, you know? You know, all the work is great. It's just, I don't know, I still feel conflicted about the ICA in general, but, like, the stuff they're putting up, obviously, don't have any problem with. So, I also really want to shout out Layla's work. I know Layla's a friend of the show, so no nepotism on this, but damn, they have a piece up that's a video projection, and it's in a circle. All the projection, all the installation is so totally spotless, so good. Yeah, this projection is in a circle. It's perfectly registered.
Well, I mean, their preparator is, like, on point.
Yes, honest to God. So Layla's piece is called Tillage and Fury, a portrait of anger as a product of Black ecology. Anger is an indispensable element of beauty and a desire to be seen. This film explores the eco-geography of rice cultivation and the life cycle of the fly, both of which are indelibly linked to Black life. And it is
Rice cultivation?
Yeah.
And the fly, like the insect.
And the fly, the insect, and there's maggots, and there's fucking robot voices, and there's, like,
found footage and freaky ass shit, and it's all in black and white, and it'll fuck you up. And my other favorite thing about it is that you're just on cushions on the ground, and I was there at a very slow time of day with a friend of the show, Carrie Hot, and we just straight laid down on these cushions.
You just took all the cushions. You're like, you piled them high and just laid on.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
And so that was perfect. Yeah, also Mickalene Thomas is in it. Like, it's star-studded group show.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking killer list.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. They're doing it all.
That is so rad. I'm super into that.
And it's just, I still can't get over the ICA and the whole vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does it feel? Wait, how does it feel when you're there? Does it still have the vibe?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a vibe to it. I don't know. The person who was, like, greeting people at the front desk was super nice.
Oh, well, that's important for helping a vibe.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I just was visiting San Francisco and I had no idea anything about anything with that, I wouldn't have any problem. I'd be like, oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Contemporary art.
Right. Here it is. Got it. Check.
I also went to the Wattis. Hang on, I'm getting all the info.
Hold, please. Play the hold music.
I can't believe. Ooh, no, we gotta play that one that's like, do 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 do, do 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 do. You know that one? It's like mermaids. Hell's Bells. Their Hell's website Bells. Is inscrutable.
Which one is this? Wattis? Click on some dot. Click on a dot.
There's dots everywhere. Which one do I click on?
Come on, Wattis. Help us out here.
They have photos. They have photos. This is going to give me the full story right here.
Click on the guy here drumming. There's a guy drumming like crazy.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, so there is a piece, a big installation that's like takes up a whole little room by Consuelo Tupper Hernandez called Applause Dictionary. Okay, and it is like definitions of different types of applause. And I really loved these.
Ooh, that's
cool. And there are takeaways where it's like you can rip them off the wall. They're like on pads.
Nice.
And so it's all like different definitions, and then each one it has duplicates on a big pad so you can like rip off any one you want and take it home with you.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that the like curse of takeaways?
Because
then you have to carry that shit around all day long. Okay. But anyhow, so there's all these different types of applause, like uncomfortable or out of place applause.
Ooh, I love it.
This applause, this is what it says on it. This type of applause awkwardly interrupts silence when it is not supposed to, according to an unspoken social agreement. Usually during artistic performances, formal events, or speeches, it is commonly executed by one individual who ends up unintentionally causing anxiety and discomfort among the rest of the audience.
Ooh! Oh my God, I love it! Oh, it's so good!
Yeah.
Do they give examples of the applause? Like, is there a little video that shows?
Oh, I don't know. There was another thing in the middle of the room that I didn't quite understand, but maybe, I don't know. You have to go and check it out and explain it.
I gotta go. I'm so sorry, everyone at Wattis, that I haven't been there yet. It's so silly. I've been super interested in the show since the beginning, and I'm a failure. It's fine. But I would also call that, what is that, like?
Accidental applause?
No, just, is it someone who's like kind of like sarcastic applause?
Oh, no, like, oh. They mean to applaud. No, this is not cynical.
No, but sarcastic is like, you suck, but I'm going to like sort of like slowly and like
slow clap.
Eyes,
I think that was
you.
A whole nother type of applause.
Oh, okay.
There's also support applause, genuine, subjective, and highly emotional applause performed with enthusiasm toward friends and or family members to express affection, pride, and advocacy.
Oh,
Uncertain first applause executed hesitantly at the end of a situation or formal event for not having the initial company of the rest of the audience. All this stuff was making me laugh to death. There was a lot of weird shit in that show, let me tell you.
Where's that artist from?
I don't have any information, Maysoon. There's them? Fucking commas and ellipses and asterisks all over the website. I can't make sense of this. Aww. It's Consuelo Tupper Hernandez. Let me look them up.
I'm just thinking I want to interview them, that's all. I mean, and just admire their work.
Oh, God help us. Oh, they went to CCA and graduated in 2021.
Oh, great.
Good for them. I'll put a link to them in the underworld. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, so anyhow, overall, the WADA show, there was a lot of stuff I liked in there. I'm going to go ahead and give that one, gosh, I think I'm going to give it a 9.2.
Hey, wow, good one.
Maysoon, they're having a call for submissions for the members exhibition at the Berklee Art Center.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and apply. All media are welcome. And the juror this time is Hoi Lung,
from
who is the Deputy
Chinese
Director
Culture
of the Chinese Culture Center. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And you got to get that application in by March 22nd. So get in there. I'll go ahead and put a link. Even though it's the hardest work imaginable. What is it? Is it the killer?
No. Why are you talking like that? There's no one stalking me.
Because I've been watching scary shows since research assistant Katie Kondo's been out of town. She doesn't like scary things.
Oh, my God.
Things, so
Katie's been out of town all this time.
Yeah, I've been in the goblin hole.
Why haven't we been just hanging out the whole time? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I want to hang out.
Oh.
I was just over here in the pit of despair.
Shit. When does Katie come back?
Today.
Oh, darn it.
But she's leaving again next month, so you can do a wellness check on me then.
Okay, great. Next month we'll plan a wellness check with you. That'll be great.
Yes, do everybody wellness check me, because I really turn into a goblin.
Aww.
It's quite sad. It's very codependent. Okay.
Is it sad or is it kind of great?
When I turn into a goblin?
Yeah, I assume that just means you're like under the...
It's not good, Mason, because I...
Oh,
okay,
no.
And I'm bleeping that. I'm bleeping that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Kate. You basically just take Wally for a walk and then, like, go back. Yeah. You're just, like, locked in the house.
Yeah. Every minute of the day. Okay, there is something coming up also for the people. SF Camera Work is inviting artists that work in photography to submit work for a show called Forecast 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one artist will win a $1,500 Juror's Choice Award. And then also the artists, there's, I think, five artists end up getting exhibited in this show, and there's a $500 artist fee for all the participating artists, I think.
Okay.
So the work will be in a 3-month group exhibition at SF Camera Work, and the entry deadline is March 17th. I'll put a little link in the underworld for everyone.
Make sure you do it this time.
I hate doing it. I hate
you do? You want me to do it?
I
know how to get in.
I hate putting a link in the underworld. I'll die. I die from it.
God, you have been alone for too long, dude.
I know. Foresight is having an open call for artists interested in developing new work this spring and summer for installations opening to the public.
Mm.
It's going to be at Fort Mason. Ooh, and it's on Slide Room. You know how much I love applying to shit on Slide Room. Except, well, I like Slide Room because it has all your old entries, so if you can just take stuff out of old applications and you don't have to retype up the fucking description and the media and re-upload the videos or whatever.
Do you pay for Slide Room as an artist?
No.
So it just saves your shit no matter, even if you're not, it's just a free service for you.
Well, yeah, but then you know, most things on Slide Room, you pay an application fee to submit.
Oh, we have a call
Not everybody, but...
Yeah, no, because I think the Arts Commission uses Slide Room for a lot of their grants and also
I think you
like
guys always
art.
Are free, though.
We're free, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to pay for it, actually. It's pretty expensive, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, think on the other end, everybody has to pay, yeah. To set up an application, to get the things, you pay.
But then if you're charging, it probably, you know, you break even or make some money off it. But I do have to say, I do have a huge bone to pick with Slide Room because, okay, so you can go in. I don't know, because I'm like, Slide Room takes a cut. So I have given a lot of fucking money to Slide Room because every time I ever paid for an application fee, I'm giving Slide Room some fucking money.
So yeah, it's not like I'm over here. They should thank you on the donation list, on their donors list.
Living in the lap of luxury.
Right.
These motherfucks. So because of that, I would like Slide Room. Oh, P.S. The deadline for the Foresight thing is March 16th. But I would like to say to Slide Room, you got to make it so the artists or whoever's using it can look at their old applications and sort by date. Okay.
Oh.
I'm here. I'm going through my old shit and it's motherfucking. No, here's the problem, Maysoon. When I actually go to like put something in a portfolio.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at this Foresight application and I go to add something from my old applications, then it's just mishmash. It's in alphabetical order or something. I don't know how that. See, I have no idea how this is organized. But see, you start off and there's something from 2012. Then there's something from 2018. It's
so
bananas.
Maybe you should. Have you ever emailed them? Have you ever said, hey, can you organize this?
You think
by...
I got to email them?
I don't know. I think people, I don't know. We.
I think I got to go there. I got to look them
go
in the
there.
Eyes.
They're going to be freaked out by you. You have to make
I gotta
an appointment
I got to look them
then.
Square in the eyes.
Okay, fine. But then you need to make an appointment first. Otherwise, they're going to fucking arrest you and throw you in jail in Houston.
You think they're going to arrest me?
They're going to charge you for harassment.
In Texas.
No,
oh, my
you don't.
God, Maysoon.
I'm telling you, we don't know who's behind Slide Room. I'm surprised we can even do
you
business
think
with Slide Room.
Are you saying it's the mafia?
No, it just might be someone who doesn't like people.
Okay.
Showing
I feel
up
like
their
you're
offices.
Saying it's an organized crime ring. Are you saying they might be guilty of racketeering?
I wonder how much money they make off of artists every year. I am curious about that.
So
maybe we should
much.
Look for their tax records.
So
I'm going to look for their tax records.
And not
records.
Just artists. I think a lot of different types of people use it for submissions for things. Maysoon, there's some hot news about the CERP program at CCA, aka the Curatorial Practice Program.
Yeah, I heard about that. It sounds like they sent emails out to like former graduates of the program. Yeah, to alumni. Thank you. Yeah, and it sounds like they're pausing the program. The pause will allow CCA to explore new opportunities related to campus expansion and to explore deeper connections with the internationally recognized Wattis Institute for Contemporary Arts as they initiate a new search for the director. So it sounds like they're somehow going to tie the program into people have been down on CCA because they've been just changing their programming so dramatically to programming or to like, you know, programs that make money, basically, you know.
Yeah, what does
like
that
everyone's
mean?
Getting
like
rid
they're
of all their
putting
arts
more
programs.
Into design and stuff.
Digital design, things that get you into Pixar, let's say.
I don't know about all that, Maysoon. I've heard that too. People really, especially back at SFAI, they would come down on CCA like a ton of bricks. But, you know, they have a very like vibrant comics program. I don't think anybody's
which I think
under
is
any
great.
Delusions that they're going to become the king of the world off comics.
Why not? But I don't know. I feel like comics are getting big.
Because there's about four comic book artists that actually make a living. Yeah, but, you know, they've always had these programs like architecture and film and...
Well, I just don't know. I mean, I feel like the CERP program was always like a very small, like every class is a pretty small group, right? I mean...
Yeah, I was wondering if that's the thing is they just have a tiny... Is it just that they don't have students wanting to come for that?
Yeah.
I'm sure
really
people
know.
Involved with it are screaming at me right now.
I know. I think we should reach out to a few of our listeners who were in the program and have them give us some anonymous feedback if they'd like on what they think is actually happening. What do you think? What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're screaming so hard. They're
screaming so hard at us. They're like, you fucking assholes. How can you not see what's clearly in front of you? Sorry, you guys.
Yeah, that's what
we
they're saying.
We didn't go there.
That's what they're saying.
I feel sad about all the schools. I mean, I have to admit, I haven't really been thinking too much about it lately, but seeing this made me just, like, go down memory lane about, like, SFAI and the shit at Mills, and it's just such a bummer.
I mean, shit's really going to hell, Maysoon. I think we gotta play the song for a few things. I recently heard that Lexa Walsh is moving to the Hudson Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know
Get
if we ever really official...
I'm sorry. Was that rude sounding? It's so gorgeous. That's where I went to school.
Oh. Okay.
It's so beautiful up there. I want to go. Lexa, can you take me and my cats and husband with you?
God damn it, me soon. No, you're not moving to the fucking Hudson Valley.
I feel like you and I talked about this already, that we should just move to
that. Do you
want to
shovel? Do you want to shovel all winter long? 8 months of the year just doing nothing but shoveling?
We're
going to
be goblins for the winter. It's going to be so fun. We're going to just wear our like sweater.
No, I don't
want
to. It's not good to be goblins. No, if you want to be, if you want to have a fun time in the winter, you have to be a gnome.
Oh,
a little snow gnome.
Let's be snow gnomes. Not goblins. We can make all sorts of architecture out of all the snow that falls. It's going to be great.
Ugh, fuck no.
We can make winter caves and winter tents and shelters and totally go nuts.
Okay, I'm playing the song for Jordan Stein and Lexa Walsh and anyone that we've overlooked who's who has left or is leaving the Bay Area.
Well, there's Anthony Huberman and Juana Barrio.
Well, Juana left a while ago, didn't she?
Yeah, but I think this is like, I think Anthony leaving
officially
is sort of official.
Gone.
They are like out of the Bay now.
Done and dusted.
Done and done.
But we want you to know. And I will always love you. I will always love you. I think I've talked about this on the show before, but I think from now on we have to have an official yearly moving day. There's one day of the year where people are allowed to announce that they're moving or go be moving, but it all needs to happen on one day because I can't have like this constant flood of every week a new person is announcing that they're leaving.
Yeah. Oh, Megan Bryan's leaving. We got to say that
as
well.
To motherfucking Seattle, right?
Seattle. I know that. Jesus that was Christ. A shocker for me because I just feel
okay,
like.
Okay, play the song, Mason.
She's been like, she's been
Mason,
really.
Mason, play the song.
Okay, we're going to play the song. Just, you know, she so many things have happened for her recently, good things, great things that make you think like, oh, they're like staying here, you know, like you get married,
yeah,
you buy
a house,
a you have a kid, a cat and
don't
a baby,
the cat.
Of yeah. course. Deja. So that was surprising, but I'm also really fucking just super excited for her to have left SF MoMA and to like start
yeah,
a whole
we'll
new
go up
career.
There.
It's going to
be
awesome.
We got to go up there and see what's
I know.
Going on.
We
what's
go
the
visit.
Place called On the Boards?
On the Boards. It's a performance venue.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'll put a link in the underworld.
Yeah.
Maysoon.
Yes.
And let's go ahead and set a date for that day.
Okay, this is
I
when people are allowed to move.
I think it should be in the thick of spring because you're in a good mood. You're not in this depression, the seasonal depression of winter.
Yeah, Lord, don't move in the winter. That's going to kill us both.
Right. So let's go ahead and say
No, that's my month. No? It's got to be May.
Oh. Sorry. Okay. Let's go ahead and say
anyone leaving
May,
when it's my birthday.
Let's go ahead and say May 17th. That's the only time anyone is allowed to announce that they're moving.
What about if we do the week of? Because I feel like what single day is like really rough to like. But I guess it's sort of like planning. People would have to know in advance, and then they could let
us
know.
I just want it all that day. Yeah. I don't want a whole week of just, okay. I'm leaving. Oh, my God. Dina Beard.
Oh,
play
God.
The song
Dina,
for Dina Beard.
How could we even? And I missed all of her like events. I'm so sad. I mean, it's fine. I need to text her and just tell her how much we love her and we're
going to
miss her.
Dina's going to Brooklyn. That's huge. That's nuts. Who the fuck's going to run the lab?
I've always loved the lab, but I remember when the transition happened where they did less visual art, and I was kind of like a little bit like, oh, that's too bad. But I actually love it. I love the programming Dina set up and the vision she had as a director. And I don't know. I mean, whoever follows her is going to have their own vision and direction, right? It's not necessarily going to stay the same.
Yeah.
But Dina, I'm so excited for you. I'm going to come visit you in Brooklyn. I go to New York almost once a year, so usually once a year at least.
Okay, really I'm do it. And also bring me home some noodles from Gian Famous Foods. We're going to actually, as an incentive for people to stay in the Bay Area, this year we are starting a new award.
Oh, I love that.
Congratulations, Pine Tree. Thank you for not leaving. Superstar Award.
Oh my God. I can't wait. Oh my God. I just remembered now, that Kathy Lou is also leaving. Has she already left? God, yep, that makes you want to cry.
She's going to Tufts. Play the song.
I can't even deal. Kathy, don't go. But we'll play the song. We love you so much, Kathy.
Play the bonus song for everyone.
I can't stand it.
Play the bonus song, makes you.
That's such a bummer. I'm never going to see Kathy again. She already
you know,
left.
I think I there's a high likelihood many of these people will come back. We're starting this award. Go ahead and email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Let us know some huge opportunity
that you turned down. That you passed up.
Yes.
A huge opportunity that was out of the Bay Area, right? It has to be out of the Bay Area.
Yeah. Show us some evidence that you were enticed to leave and that you decided not to. And you'll be in the running, and we're going to be presenting that award at the end of this year. Okay, now, Mason, we actually have to remember that, okay?
I love this award, but I kind of feel like that's a little too restrictive, honestly.
It comes with many perks and actually some great prizes and a cash prize. We're not going to say how much, okay?
Do we ever get Ingrid her Clipper card?
I forget. Yeah, I think that was for the pumpkin thing.
I know, but did we ever get it to her?
Yeah, we made her a card. It was Ingrid.
I know,
yeah.
But did it ever get to her? Because I don't know
You didn't give it to her? I think you gave it to her, Mason.
I must have given it to her. Okay, good. Because I don't have it.
Ingrid,
I don't have it in my
let
possession.
Us know if you ever got your pumpkin carving contest prize.
Please let us know. We want you to take the fairy.
I think we did give it to her, Mason. We did
a
good job.
I think so, too. Now I'm embarrassed,
though. It might have taken a long time, but we did
make
it happen.
Listen, if you don't get a prize that we promised you, just got to let us know. We won't be offended. We're just a real flakes sometimes.
Honest to God.
And we're not even on drugs. What the hell?
Maysoon, we got it. What the fuck are you talking? I am on drugs. I'm on some new medication.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. And that's also part of my goblin capabilities.
Aw. Yeah.
Okay, but Maysoon, here's the real truth of the matter.
Tell me. Tell me more. I need to talk about the award for one more second because I kind of feel
please.
I think that's too restrictive.
Well, but like, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a job opportunity or something like that. I think it should actually be like, oh, my partner or my spouse or whatever, or my lover.
Or what if it's like, your mom said for like the 500th time? Why don't you just move back home?
Yeah, just provide documentation of your mom trying to entice you home with a swimming pool or
any
a trampoline.
Any family member, any friend who lives in another state, anything like that would work too. So
something
you don't really
that enticed
to go.
You to leave that you rejected because of your Bay Area purity. Because you're pure of heart. And
That feels more open to me. I was feeling like the job or like opportunity thing felt
too
restrictive.
Yeah, that's
too
restrictive. Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
so just anything like that. Well, what about people that don't even allow those kind of enticements into their life? Look, just make a case
of
why you should.
Isn't that part of it?
What?
Like not allowing an enticement is sort of.
Yeah, like what if somebody's like, well, I was fucking born here, been here for 25 generations, and
I think we should
I don't even
praise
talk
those people
to people
too,
outside. We want to hear about people who don't even communicate outside of the Bay Area.
Totally.
Okay.
Oh.
Because that itself is too much of an enticement. And
I feel like
so go ahead, just make your
conversations
case.
About our my regular everyday conversations are with people who have been enticed to leave and who haven't for various reasons.
Yeah. So if you feel like you have a case to receive this award, which comes with so many benefits, you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a bigger deal
your
than
photo
an EGOT.
Everywhere. You're going to be famous after you get this award.
This is a bigger deal than EGOTing all four. It's bigger than Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony combined.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. I'm like, what's EGOT?
Yeah.
Leave it to
me. Oh my gosh, you don't know about EGOT? Because Viola Davis just EGOTed.
Wait, she got all the awards? Is that what that means?
Yeah, she fucking EGOTed, yeah.
Well, she
I think she just won a Grammy. So everybody, if you think that you have a case for this award, go ahead and email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Or if you want to nominate someone else.
Oh, that's cute. I'm into that too.
That's much cuter, actually. Okay.
Oh, that is cuter.
But whatever, if you want to nominate yourself, that's cool too. Okay, and so thank you everyone. Let us know your secrets, and we will be not sharing them with anyone from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.